Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Thursday! Yeah. Man, it was so damn cold this morning. I'm sorry. I had
Y'all,
to just say that.
Holy crap.
27. When my I looked at my car, it said 27. I'm like, really?
Yes. So I had been getting in the habit lately of remote starting my car because I have an app on my phone. I'm very high tech.
Wow.
Very, very high tech.
Wow.
So while I'm getting dressed in my closet, I will grab my phone when, you know, when I'm getting close.
Right.
And I will just push the button to start my car because I am so high tech. And then it will start my car. And then when I go outside, it's nice and toasty for me. It feels so good.
So nice.
Today, I forgot. So I walked outside, freezing cold.
Yeah.
Got in my freezing cold car, like because my seat warmers had not, you know, it took a while to for the high tech seat warmers to warm up. I also have steering wheel warmers because I am so advanced and very bougie. And by the way, I don't know how I ever lived without seat warmers and steering wheel warmers. I never thought I needed it, but man. Anyway, so I walked out to my car and there was a film of ice on the windshield.
Oh, wow.
So I had to sit there and let it defrost before I got out on the road.
I mean, it could look, the good thing is that, like, there's no like mist or rain or anything like that. Like, it got going. Like, it defrosted fast for me.
Yeah.
I don't have an app on my phone.
Yeah, it didn't take very long.
Cold ass leather seats and hold the cold steering wheel.
You know? You don't have a steering wheel warmer?
See, my life is that I do have it. I have all of that.
Oh,
but
you do?
Guess what? By the time I start it, it gets going. It takes a good 10 minutes to get toasty. And guess what? I'm pulling up to the radio station when it's toasty. So I'm like, well, that sucked. That's just my luck, whatever.
And isn't it funny how it goes, like, you will crank the heat, right? I put on max, and I crank the heat, and it feels so good. It's like, here I am getting this just warm gust of heat coming at me. And in the blink of an eye, just like that, it's way too much. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's
your face is on fire.
Right. And then you have to turn it from, like, whatever it's set to down to, like, 68. You know?
There's someone streaming us on
immediately.
There's someone streaming us on radio.com in Iowa right now saying, y'all are a bunch of wussies. This is nothing. I mean, this is nothing, but still, it's cold for Austin.
Yeah, it's cold. But, hey, the good news is it's going to be in the 70s next week.
Woo! Sounds like Christmas.
That doesn't feel like Christmas.
Oh, stop it. I am not going to listen to this nonsense. You can still have Christmas and it can be 70 degrees.
Sir, I used to live in Florida and we had Christmas there in Miami.
Alex, you were like one. Stop with that. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We appreciate you listening. It's cold outside, y'all. Hey, you know what? If you're going to be tucked away and you're just going to be watching a bunch of shows, matter of fact, maybe you have a little nostalgia and you have a show that you want to watch or a movie that you want to watch, you just don't know how to watch it. I've got a great website and app that I want to share with you. I've been holding it close to the chest for far too long. I want to share it with you because it's the holidays. And I'll do that coming up right after this from... I'm going to give up a secret right now that I have been holding on to for a long time.
Oh, boy.
I sometimes like sharing things that I discover with other people. Yeah. And sometimes I just like having a little nugget in my stocking, that I don't share with anybody. But have you ever reminisced about a TV show or a movie and weren't sure exactly where you can watch it and didn't know exactly how to find out where you can watch it? Like, for instance, give me your favorite holiday movie, Sarah.
The Santa Claus.
So you're sitting at home one night and you have a hot chocolate in front of you, or maybe even better, a hot toddy. And you're sitting there with your husband and he says, put on a holiday movie, Sarah. And you're like, I would love to watch The Santa Claus, but I don't know where I can watch it. Mm. There is an app that I love so much. It's called Just Watch. JustWatch.com. You enter a movie or a show and it tells you the streaming platforms that are currently playing on it. For instance, Santa Claus or Santa Claus 2, Sarah?
Santa Claus 1, and that's Claus spelled C-L-A-U-S-E. Oh. It's all about the clause in the contract.
Yes.
With Tim Allen.
Of course.
Of course.
Is that your favorite?
It really is. I know it's weird.
The Santa Claus, the OG from 1994, is available to rent on almost all platforms, okay?
I don't want to rent it.
YouTube, Amazon, Apple TV. You don't want to rent it. You want it for free, right?
Yeah, I want it for free.
Disney Plus
is
streaming The Santa Claus for free.
He told you.
What about you, Alex?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
The show from the 90s?
Yeah, man. Why not? Early 90s, 92.
You don't want to watch it.
Why? Have you?
Of course I watched it. It's not good.
Wait, so when you rewatch it, it's not good?
Well, I can just tell you, based off my knowledge of watching it as a 12-year-old, it's not good.
All right,
let me be the judge. Is it even still? Yeah, can you find that for me?
All 5 seasons of Hanging with Mr. Cooper available now on Hulu.
Oh,
wow.
Bro, this app is awesome.
It is so good. Okay, so because I was just telling someone about it, I started thinking about some of the other websites that you might not know about that are ingenious. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Text website to 51993. That's WEBSITE. And I'll send you the entire list of all of these amazing websites that you might not know about. Start off with this one, justwatch.com. You enter a movie or show, tells you the streaming platforms that are currently playing it. Ladies especially are going to love this. WornOnTV.net. If someone in a show is wearing an outfit you like, you could search for it and find out where it's sold.
Very cool.
That's dope.
GetHuman.com. You type in the name of a company, it gives you a customer service number that gets an actual human on the phone.
That's amazing.
Dude, bro, I was dealing with that yesterday with Sprint. I was trying to find someone. I was like, when they said, please press button or enter your, and I said, human, and it didn't get me anywhere.
I was trying to talk with somebody, like real life at Spirit Airlines. They're like, oh, you could text us.
I'm
like, by the way, if you have to go through a robot, it tells you which buttons to push.
Oh, good.
It's really cool. It's called GetHuman.com. I love this one, RunP. This one's an app that lets you search different movies, and it tells you the best time to take a bathroom break so you don't miss anything important.
Oh.
Like, for instance, you were mentioning my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard. If you're watching Die Hard, the best time to go pee is 45 minutes in when Reginald's character is out buying Twinkies.
Oh, my God.
FutureMe.org. This is pretty cool. FutureMe.org lets you send yourself an email 1 year in the future or even farther out if you want. Some people use it to help them send stick to long-term goals, and some people say writing to their future self is just therapeutic.
That's cool.
How cool would it be, here we are closing out the year 2020, to write a email to your future self and just talk about this last year and what kind of toll it's taken on you, or you know, what you hope to accomplish in the next year, and then open it up and see what's happened. Are you have you been able to realize your goals, or are you still at square one?
No, those are all really good in theory, too. That one's good in theory. I would like to do that, but I know I never will.
Those are really a lot of websites. Like, you lost me, bro. I couldn't write them down that fast.
Oh, well, I have one more.
Oh, okay. I love the Just Watch one for sure. And let me just go back. I think a lot of people like the Run P one. I just don't like it because then I'm watching the whole movie waiting for that moment. Like, instead of enjoying the movie. Does that make sense? Like, I'm just like waiting for that moment that you described.
Well, so what I have done in the past is if I know that at the 45-minute mark of Die Hard, then that's a good time for me to go pee.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to set my alarm on my phone for 45 minutes so I can watch intently on the movie.
There you go.
When the alarm goes off, I'm like, oh, this must be the time where
there
I can go.
There you go.
Gotcha.
All right, here's the last one.
Okay.
So if you have to run pee, stop by the fridge real quick. Myfridgefood.com. This is so good. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I want to make something, but I don't know what I can make. You open up your refrigerator and then type in everything that's in your refrigerator.
Oh my gosh.
And it will suggest recipes you can make.
That's
so
cool.
Awesome, dude.
Myfridgefood.com, futureme.org, runpeegethuman.com, justwatch.com, and warnontv.net will send you all of these if you text website to 51993.
Thank you. I'm going to use that Just Watch all the time.
Now listen. And here's what's coming up with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
On the way next, y'all, this is so great. You might remember last week we had Brittany on. She wanted us to help connect her with the guy that delivers her Amazon packages.
Yeah.
She found out his name is Jorge, so we found Jorge at the Amazon distribution center. The problem is there apparently are quite a few Jorges, and we got the wrong Jorge. Well, the good news is we got the right Jorge. Jorge!
Yay!
Jorge!
We're going to see if he's interested in going out with her coming up next.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Yep, thanks to the blizzard, millions of people could end up losing power. Or as one man put it, join the club.
Sarah Osbourne.
Yes, Brad Booker.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, you're married now, and you're done with the dating scene. At least I hope.
Yes.
But back in the day, you were on every app imaginable.
100%.
Did you ever feel like there was a soulmate for you? Did you buy into that shtick?
No, I think there's like multiple. I mean, I never did. Because I couldn't. Because time was running out.
You didn't have time to find them soulmates, huh?
22-year-old Sarah is like, I'm going to find my soulmate.
Yeah.
35-year-old Sarah is like, I'll just take a mate at this point.
No, I think it's such a dangerous word to put out there that there's only one person.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's not.
I just think that there's a lot of different people. And you change so much in your life, too.
Well, never tell your significant other that, okay? When they ask you, are you my soulmate? Just say, oh, yeah, duh.
Well, come on. Let's all be real. I mean, when you finally settle down with somebody, it's the one person that annoys you the least.
Yeah. Well, and also, I think settling down with someone is so much of a choice. And I think you need to own the fact that it is a choice. Like, you chose this. It's not like fate happened. Because, like, if things start to go wrong, you're like, but fate told me.
Okay.
Why is this bad?
So, this is a good conversation, but not exactly what I wanted to spend a lot of time on.
Sorry.
So, think about this for a second. Okay. Think about the fact that there is a dating website that matched you with the person that they said is your soulmate.
Mm, okay.
And then you log on only to find Scott Osbourne, your brother.
You know what? I'd be like, well, they're dead on because we are. I don't want,
that's creepy.
Like, I mean, not. I don't want to like make love to my brother, but like in a very not like I love my brother. I think he's the coolest. Like we have the most fun together. So, yeah, we're like we're very different people, but like we're family.
Okay.
He's awesome, but I don't want to date him.
Yeah,
ew,
but
gross.
You wouldn't want to call BS on this matchmaking site because that did nothing for you.
Right, but like Sarah said, though, she obviously matched me up with someone that I'm very compatible with, my brother.
Yeah.
Just like this 24-year-old woman named Brooke Averick from Pennsylvania. She posted on TikTok about how the dating app Hinge just told her that her perfect match was her brother.
Dude.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Something I'm thankful for is that my most compatible on Hinge was updated. Let me show you. Here he is. Super cute, if you ask me. Brooke and Noah, we think you two should meet. And we agreed. And we're already spending Thanksgiving together, and it's going well. Let me show you. And here he is. And the fact of the matter is, this is my brother. And it's for that reason that... That's not funny. That's not funny. And it's for that reason that we will be suing Hinge. Stop. And I
he's trying to kiss her.
This is not, if you don't stop, and this is not an ad.
He's trying to kiss her.
Wait, did she say they're trying to sue Hinge?
I mean, that's a lot.
Dude.
It's a little much there.
Wow.
She's thinking about suing Hinge because they matched her with her brother.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, there were two big stories yesterday. Number one was something about a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Number two was Tom Cruise blowing a gasket on Mission Impossible crew members who violated COVID-19 protocols. So, was it right for him to freak out like that? Interestingly enough, George Clooney thinks so, although he's not sure if Tom should have lost his cool. He said, I understand why he did it. He's not wrong at all about that, you know. I don't know that I would have done it quite like that personally. I don't know all the circumstances, so maybe he had it 10 or 15 times before. He added, I wouldn't have done it that big. I wouldn't have, you know, pulled people out. You're in a position of power, and it's tricky, right? You do have a responsibility for everybody else, and he's absolutely right about that. And, you know, if the production ever goes down, a lot of people lose their jobs. People have to understand that and have to be responsible. It's just not my style to, you know, take everybody to task that way. So basically he's saying, I wouldn't yell at people like that, but he's got a point, and I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, wait, you know, fast forward until George Clooney does lose it on a set, right? And then we're going to go back to this.
I really appreciated his passion, Tom Cruise, because he's in a unique position to be able to employ a whole lot of people right now with the production of this film. And some dum-dums who are not following protocol are putting the whole thing in jeopardy for everybody.
Right.
That being said, there were at least 5 people who did not agree with what Tom Cruise did, and they left. They quit.
Wow.
Hey, that's their right.
And apparently, it didn't stop with the audio that we played. This moment.
You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever.
Oh, it's so amazing.
Apparently, after the audio came out, he had another tirade.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah. The source says the first outburst was big, but things haven't calmed since. Tension has been building for months, and this was the final straw. Since it became public, there has been more anger, and several staff have walked. But Tom just can't take anymore after all the lengths that they have gone to just to keep filming at all. Yeah. Apparently, it was a massive production just to start filming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Before I start this, Sarah, I feel like I owe you an apology.
Oh, okay.
Tell me. I just thought, I mean, I don't want to say I thought you were crazy because you couldn't get this to work on your devices, but I kind of did think you were crazy that it didn't work on your devices until I read that HBO Max was not working with Roku and it didn't work with Amazon Fire devices until November. So
yeah, that's right. It's hard to stream HBO Max.
But I didn't realize that when HBO Max was launched in May, it wasn't available on Roku and it wasn't available on Amazon Fire TV. Amazon Fire got it in November, and guess what? Good news for Roku users, because you have HBO Max now, just in time for Wonder Woman 1984.
Thank you.
I know you were worried about that. You were wanting to watch that. You were so upset and bent out of shape of how you're going to watch it.
Well, that, and then my mom has been calling me every day saying, like, well, if you figure out how to use HBO, I mean, we have an old TV, so if you just figure out, that would be great. And I'm like, Mom, just drop it. You're not going to be able to do it until it goes to Roku. I had no idea it was already on Amazon Fire Stick, so
yes,
that's an option.
That's how
as well.
I watch it. And by the way, anybody who gets it, first thing they need to do is watch The Undoing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not an HBO Max show. It's an HBO show, because we watched it on HBO.
Well, still got HBO in the title.
Oh, gotcha. But yes, watch The Undoing. It's really good.
A little stat I saw that blew my mind. Roku devices, because I use a Roku, and I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, how many other people use a Roku? Or even an Amazon Fire TV. Roku devices are the favorite choice for consumers to stream to their TVs, with 100.2 million viewers, about 34% of U.S. users, ahead of number 2, which was held by Amazon Fire TV at 72.7 million. Y'all, million. That's a lot. That's a lot of people that we're not going to be able to see Wonder Woman 1984.
I'll be honest. We have the building here that says Roku in Austin. I think it's over by the Domain, right?
Oh, yeah. It's right in front of that Italian place, Buco di Beppo.
And I was like, who uses a Roku? It feels like that's so, like, 10 years ago. I was like, are they still, like, innovating? Like, but then now I'm like, oh, my God, give me a Roku.
So, yeah, you need to go buy one now, or you got to get the Fire Stick, yo.
I won't get a Roku just because my mom has a Roku, and that remote control looks so basic. It's like a Fisher-Price remote control, and I'm like, eh. I could do better.
I've never seen the Amazon Fire TV remote.
Yeah, I mean, it looks legit.
Really? We're buying things based off the remote look?
Well, it says a lot. It's like when I meet a woman, the first thing I look at is her shoes. You know, if she got jankety shoes and probably something going wrong. Okay. That's same with the Roku. It's like, look at the remote.
Next time I see you using something Fisher Pricey, I'm going to call you out, all right?
Yeah.
I'm on
great.
It.
So stupid.
Anyway, another thing that y'all made fun of me for was that I got on TikTok this year and I actually did some TikToks and y'all were like, lame. Well, 53% of parents learned a TikTok dance this year. Well, and I didn't tell you this, but I tried to do the TikTok dance to Blinding Lights. Mm-hmm. It didn't go so well, but I am now officially in the 53% because I did try learn a TikTok dance.
It's funny because you were like 1 week of, it was like TikTok week and you were posting videos like crazy and all of a sudden you just vanished.
Well, I think I'll get back there. It just was, I needed something to do that week. It felt good, felt right, but who knows, during the holidays, I know the fans are wanting to know.
The fans are wanting to know.
They want another TikTok video. I will give the fans what they want.
Yes.
And we'll do another TikTok video.
People have been asking for it. For all these stories and more, text trending to 51993. We'll even put up a link to Sarah's TikTok page. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the radio.com app. Good morning. We're back at it again, trying to find love in the ATX with a little segment we call Hook Up or Hang Up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's welcome Tamara.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good morning. Tamara, we've got Andrew standing by, and we think he's a good catch, but only you can decide that, hook up or hang up. But first, let's hear about you, all right? Tell us about yourself, what you do for a living, and what it is that you're looking for in a guy.
Well, I do accounting for a law firm, and I'm looking for a guy that has a sense of humor and has something going on for himself.
All right.
You know, that I'm not necessarily that he's making a lot of money, but that he has passion for something. Hmm. And he's pursuing something, you know, a career, whatever it is.
You know, women's expectations for men are so low. It's
they
like,
are.
I just want him to like.
Seriously, I was quiet.
You know what I mean? Like, can he just have like some goals?
Well,
maybe that would be good.
Why do you think they're low?
I mean, seriously.
They're low because we've knocked them down there. Well, let's see if Andrew can exceed those expectations. Alex and Sarah, let's welcome Andrew.
Come on, man.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother? All right. Well, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock here, and Tamara is going to ask you some questions about, you know, you and maybe get to know you a little bit better. At the end of the 60 seconds, if you guys are interested in continuing the conversation, we're going to pay for a date, but y'all both have to say hookup. If you're not interested at all or just not feeling it, then we'll literally hang up the phone. So, are y'all ready?
Yep.
All right. Hook up or hang up with Andrew and Tamara. 60 seconds starts right now.
Hey. So, what do you like to do for fun?
What I like to do for I play guitar. I like to paint and I like to jog, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I see.
You love your family. Are you close with your family?
I am very close to my family, and some of my family lives far away, and I try to go see them once a year, which has been really hard in this past year, but I have some family that are close to me, and we do get to spend some holidays together and see each other on the weekends.
Yeah,
yeah, it's important to me, very important.
Nice.
And
favorite ethnic
how
food?
About, am I ethnic?
Favorite ethnic food.
favorite ethnic food.
Oh, my God.
That's
awkward.
A first.
Favorite ethnicity? Is that what you're saying?
Favorite ethnic food, like Italian, Thai, Mexican.
Thai.
Thai, all right.
What about you?
Cuban food.
Wow.
Ooh.
Now, why is that, Andrew?
Black beans and rice.
Okay.
Okay, I'm with you. But you're not Cuban. You just like Cuban food.
Yes.
I will tell you, y'all, there is a little spot here. I think they have a couple of locations called Cuba 512. Have you been to it?
No.
It's right by you, Alex.
Really? South Austin, Brody Slaughter area?
Where is that trampoline park?
Which one? There's like 80 of them in Austin. The one, just south of it.
There's a pizza place in there, like a CC's.
Wait.
Westgate, maybe?
Well, I know there's
Westgate.
I got to check it out. Yeah, Westgate. I know what you're talking about. Next to that Starbucks.
Yes.
Across the street from Westgate Lanes.
Yes,
the
correct.
Bowling alley. There you go.
There is a really, really cute and delicious Cuban restaurant in that shopping center. It's called Cuba 512. Oh,
there's one also on the east side. It's called Cuba Good Eats Jr. I swear.
Is that true?
No, but that'd be awesome, right?
That would be so good. Did you just come up with that? Wow.
Bro, that'd be great.
That's like the smaller one. There's like a bigger one over in Lakeway.
That's like really good that you just came up with that on the fly.
That's really good.
I mean, someone needs to start that trail.
No, I'm getting it right now. I'm buying it right now.
Tamara, Andrew, was there a connection? Would you like to continue the vibe session? If so, then you will say hook up. But if you didn't feel any chemistry, then literally hang up the phone, okay?
Yep.
Hook up or hang up, Andrew, in 3, 2, 1.
Hook up.
There we go.
Nice. They're going to be fun. I like them.
Tamara trying to get her beans and rice on.
Yes. My little Cuban coffee. I'm excited about it.
I'm telling you, Cuba's got some amazing coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to take a trip over to, what is it, Cuba?
Cuba Good Eats Jr., dude.
Cuba Good Eats Jr.
Genius. Genius.
That is so good. Congratulations, guys. Hey!
Hook up or hang up. What you gonna
choose?
Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up. What you gonna choose?
His current record is 1,541 wins with just 126 losses. This morning, Sarah and I written for Jill. Jill lives in Leander. She makes a commute to Round Rock, where she works for a software company. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance,
Beast,
Booker!
Jill!
Hi!
Good morning.
Hey, I'm leaving the room right now, okay, so we can play. Make it super fair. I don't know what the questions are, and I'm not going to be able to hear anything, but you'll answer the 5 questions that Sarah's about to ask you, and then I will come back and answer the same. And if you get more right than me, you will win.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, Jill, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Tom Cruise is currently filming what Mission Impossible in London? It's where he got very serious about COVID and yelled at everybody. Is it Mission Impossible 5, 6, or 7?
6.
There's a Walker Texas Ranger reboot starring Jared Padalecki that is coming in January. It's being filmed here in Austin. Who is the original Walker Texas Ranger?
I know this. He's awesome. Tom Jones.
Okay. A list of the 10 most annoying holiday songs ever include All I Want for Christmas Is What? By Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
My Two Front Teeth.
Taylor Swift and what artist are among the top songwriters in Grammy history? Who wrote Say My Name, Formation, and Black Parade?
Beyonce.
Okay, and finally, 20 moments that may have actually made you smile in 2020 include Lizzo crushing it on what instrument she's known to play at the Grammys?
The trumpet.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hey!
Hey!
Gotta go over here.
She got 2 right.
2 right.
Nice.
Right. I'm right.
I remember the answer to 1 now.
Too little, too late.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Cruise is currently filming Mission Impossible in London, and he's very serious about COVID and went on a tirade to his coworkers.
Yes, he did.
It's amazing. Which Mission Impossible is this, 5, 6, or 7?
Had I not just read it, I wouldn't have believed it myself. It is Mission Impossible 7.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So there's a Walker Texas Ranger reboot starring Jared Padalecki coming in January, and they are shooting it here in Austin. Who is the OG Walker Texas Ranger?
That would be Chuck Norris.
Yes. There's a list of the 10 most annoying holiday songs ever. On it is All I Want for Christmas Is What by Spike Jones and his City Slickers.
Oh, not you. It's All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth.
Yep.
My two front teeth.
I will say that not on the list is one of the most annoying, which is I have the Pound Puppies Christmas album on a record, and it's the Pound Puppies barking all of the holiday songs.
That's awesome.
Okay.
No singing, just barking.
That's
ruff,
awesome.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
That is amazing. I need
it's
that.
It's terrible. It's so terrible. Taylor Swift and what artist are now among the top songwriters in Grammy history? The artist I speak of wrote Say My Name, Formation, and Black Parade.
Beyonce, yeah, Knowles.
Finally, there's 20 moments that may have actually made you smile in 2020, and on that list is when Lizzo crushed it on what musical instrument she's known to play at the Grammys.
The flute.
Yeah.
She's a flautist.
5 out of 5.
Nice.
Thank you so much for playing.
All right. This is Jill from Leander, and I can't beat Booker.
Up next, it's Waiting by the Phone, y'all. 2 times in 1 week. Waiting Woo! By the Phone with Callie. Callie says that she was ghosted by Mike. Find out why coming up right after Ava Max on Mix 94.7 and streaming live in the radio.com app.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Our last one for 2020, y'all.
Aww.
Well, that's okay. People will still be getting ghosted in the year 2021.
I mean, seriously.
I'm confident of that. All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Callie.
What's up, Callie?
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
All right, so tell us about this guy and why we can help you out.
All right, so this is like a facepalm. I asked this guy out a couple of weeks ago, and I've had a crush on him for years. And, you know, we were just been friends for a while, and then this year was going terrible anyway, so I just figured, you know, what the hell? Let me try to do this. And what do I have to lose, you know? Everything else is crap.
Man, I love it when women are bold and say, this is what I want. I'm going to go get it. Good for you.
Well, I don't regret it because the date was awesome.
Oh,
like,
good.
The whole time I was thinking, like, why did I wait so long to ask him out? And, like, we kissed at the end of the
Ooh.
Date, which was great. And, like, we talked about how crazy it's weird that we never went out, you know?
Uh-huh.
So everything felt perfect. And, like I really was like, wow, thank God I did this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the next day he didn't text me. And, like, I don't want to be a badger, you know? So, like, I text him a couple times and I call him. And then, you know, there's nothing. And it's been, like, 2 weeks. And I'm like, what the heck happened?
Well, Callie has given us Mike's number. So we're going to call him right now and see if we can help get an answer. Or at least mediate a conversation.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yep.
Hi, it's Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Sarah Osborne. Just want to let you know out of the shoot that we're doing a radio segment right now called Waiting by the Phone, and it's all because of Callie, who's joining our call, and we are not trying to make you look bad. We really just want to kind of help facilitate a conversation with the two of you because she said that you're awesome and that she had an incredible day with you, but then just told us that you have since gone missing. So we were wondering if you would feel comfortable talking to us with her on the phone.
Not really. No, I'm not super comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this would help that Callie too is on the phone and very much would love to find out exactly what went wrong, you know, because it's only fair. I mean, if she did something wrong or if, you know, there was something about her that just didn't click with you, it's okay. She's totally fine with that. She just wants to know what it was.
Yeah, I'm really confused. I'm sorry for calling you like this, but, like, I've been trying to contact you, and, like, I really enjoyed our time together, and I'm just very confused, and I would just love to communicate so that we can understand what happened here.
Let me ask you this. Are you too embarrassed to talk about it with Callie on the phone? In other words, would you be more likely to discuss it if we put her on hold?
Yeah, I could. Yes. Okay.
Perfect. Callie, do you mind hanging for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's up, Mike?
I don't know how much you guys exactly know, but it's a little bit of a delicate situation.
What is the two of you?
Yeah. So I used to date Kelly's best friend years ago when I was in college.
Does she know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And when my ex kind of found out that me and Callie had been seeing each other, she called me and wanted to see if I would go out to lunch with her. And I did. And while I was at lunch with her, she was just, you know, telling me how she shouldn't have broken up with me. And, you know, Callie's not good enough for me and that we should get back together. So it's been kind of a insane mess, to be honest with you.
Nice.
So, nice.
I like that wanted feeling, you know. Now two women want you. That's awesome.
Oh, they're best friends?
They've both been texting me kind of nonstop. So I don't know. It's not, to me, it's not been that good. I've been kind of stressed out about it,
right,
to be
sure.
honest with you. So.
So let me ask you here then, are you interested in getting back with the ex?
No, especially because it feels like the only reason she even called me in the first place was because she saw that I was with Callie.
Ooh.
So it felt like a whole bunch of drama that I'm not wanting to get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go out with her, or you do? If they sorted out drama, are you done?
Yeah. For both of them, it feels like either way, this is going to be a crazy... I don't want to be involved in like a weird love triangle. This isn't like a Netflix special. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, I'm not really looking for that.
Let me tell you something. You could tell that this dude is good looking because he's
right.
saying no to both women.
Seriously.
If you see the crazy in their eyes, you got that no one to kind of walk away. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's great in theory. I mean, everybody says that, men and women, but then you kind of fall in the quicksand and you just can't control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look, my ex was insane. That was probably one of the worst relationships I was involved in, and this is exactly how we kept breaking up and getting back together, by her doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to get re-involved in this kind of pattern, and it feels like that I'm just slipping right back into it, and I don't want to have any part of it.
This okay. is like when I had a 2003 Infiniti.
Oh, here we go. Another Alex analogy.
I loved it. It was creeping up to 100,000 miles, but just sometimes those little parts and little things were breaking in the interior, and I wanted to sell it and get rid of it and trade it in, but I wasn't going to get enough for it, so I just left it. And then I just ended up keeping it in the garage for a while. So, yeah, you could do that, you know?
What are you saying?
Put who in the garage?
I don't know. Whichever you decide. I mean, maybe not in the garage, but just keep it, you know?
Your analogies, bro.
No?
Wow.
No.
Hey, Mike, look. Obviously, Mike has spoken. He's not interested. So we're going to get back with Callie and just tell her to hook up with her friend, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you so much for your honesty.
Yeah,
that really helps a lot.
That was huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
I love how honest men are.
Shut up.
What?
Hey, Callie?
Yeah?
Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. So here's the deal. Probably best to reach out to your best friend who he used to date, because it sounds like there's some issues there. Some unresolved issues that both of you need to resolve.
Man, this sucks.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just, like, frustrated he just didn't tell me. Like, why don't you just, like... This is why communication is so important. Like, just tell me. Like, why do you have to string me along and make me, like, wonder what's happening? Like, that's so disrespectful.
Yeah. Sounds like there's a lot of miscommunication.
There's a lot of miscommunication.
That's how we are. Men are like horses. We can take them to the trough. You know, we can't make them drink.
I'm so done with that. Like, I can't wait to meet a man who is just like, hey, 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 hey. And there's no, like, stringing me along or playing around. Like, simple.
Speaking of horses, Alex, she wants to, guys, says, hey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.